All right, y'all. It's your boy, Chig. I'm back. I'm going to be doing my second episode today, and it is going to be on the state of the system. So first off, I want to say I am from Washington State, and we do not pay a state tax, but what our taxes do pay for overall in the country, we provide revenue for federal, local, and state fund essential services like defense, highways, police, and the justice system. Currently in Washington State, we have a 6.5% sales tax. I also don't know if you guys are aware, but our country is $34 trillion in debt right now, and we have the largest number of incarcerated people. 1.8 million people in our jails right now. So we pay for that. Our taxes pay for that. And we're paying the system to keep people incarcerated. And we have the most incarcerated people. Another big issue right now in America, in the country, with this is the division amongst Americans, amongst the people. We have a lot of different movements. You know, we have pro-choice, we have BLM, Blue Lives, All Lives, Pride. We've got women's rights movements. There's all sorts of things going on. There's the religious people, the atheists, all sorts of different groups of people going against each other. And what I want to say about this is we the people, the Constitution, we the people. So we're very, very divided as a society currently. Everyone is picking sides. Depending on who you are, it doesn't matter. You know, everyone has their own personal view and opinion. And it's causing a lot of division amongst Americans in the country. And I think it is very important to be able to see multiple points of views, multiple different sides. And I also think it's very important to be able to, you know, speak your mind. Freedom of speech is one of our constitutional rights. It's actually our First Amendment, freedom of religion, speech, press, assembly, and petition. So everyone is entitled to their own opinion, is what I'm trying to say here. So I'm curious, what happened to when we were able to, you know, formulate our own opinion and agree to disagree, right? Just because somebody has an opinion or a belief on something doesn't mean that you have to dislike that person or be against them. We can agree to disagree and get along. But right now, what we are facing is anyone who has an opinion that is differential from someone else's opinion, they immediately, you know, it's straight defense mode. It's hate. So what I'm trying to say is we need to be able to agree to disagree. We need to be able to, you know, formulate our own opinions and our own understandings, but also not hate somebody else for the way they view or see things. This is causing a lot of division in the country, as I just said. And I've been thinking about this for quite some time. I've been talking about this. You listen to, there's certain, you know, music you listen to and things like that, that, I mean, you can, you know, kind of tell you about some of the things that are going on currently. And I think that we are so divided as a society and we are all fighting amongst each other. I've been saying we are on the verge of a civil war. This has been talked about amongst many, many in the country. And my personal own belief, this is very true because we are so divided. Everyone has so many different sides they're taking. We the people need to unite against the system because they're taking advantage of us. I mean, we know this with all the inflation, all the extra taxes, with different scenarios that were happening throughout our last presidential campaign. You know, we had raises in gas prices, gas lines shut off. We had our military retreated in different areas and supplies left behind. there's many, many different things going on. And the Constitution was created. The Constitution was created in 1787. And the reason that the Constitution was created, it was created so a government with power, created a government with power to act on a national level, but without so much power, fundamental rights would be at risk. So right now in our country, our fundamental rights are at risk. We all are so divided, we don't even realize it. So freedom of speech, religion, press, assembly, petition, yeah. Or the right to bear arms. There's a lot of people fighting against, ownership of weapons in the country. A lot of things being banned. And that is very, very scary for the people in the country, right? When we're not able to stand for what we believe in or for what we view as a, you know, an equal society and together, it's scary when we're divided like this, because there's who is right or wrong. We don't know. And this is a big, big problem. And what I want to say about this being such a big issue is we need to unite. You know, we need to stand as one, because the fact that we are all so separated and all take sides and all have different views, and there's a lot of, you know, propaganda being pushed out all over the internet, everywhere. The internet was introduced, obviously, by the government, and it was put in place free for the people to use by the government. So a lot of different points of views and things are pushed out onto the internet that aren't true. And that's a big, big, big problem, because without the proper knowledge, or, you know, when people just, you know, it's very natural for the human brain, and just for anybody, you see something, you believe it, you take it for what it is. You have to dive deeper, you know? You have to dive deeper to really understand what's going on, to really see the time we're in, the pressure we are under as a society here in the country. And I also would like to say America is a country, but it's also a business. Like, our taxes, like I said, they pay for the system, the justice system, for police, even for, like when COVID was going on, for example. It's still a thing, but every time a patient was listed as for COVID, you know, or that's a paycheck for the system, for the doctors, for all of it. It's all rigged, man. It's all rigged. You know, that COVID, I'm not gonna sit here and say it wasn't real or it wasn't an issue that went around, because obviously it was a very real thing that happened, but it separated us and divided us all. You know, we all kind of got isolated, and then everyone was on the internet and just kind of reading everything that was pushed out onto the internet and not seeing what other potential things could be going on outside of that realm, that web realm. And I'm not saying everything you see on the internet is propaganda or untrue, because that would not be true. There is a lot of truth and a lot of good information on the internet. Like, you can educate yourself through the web 100%. But what I want to talk about, though, too, is our amendments. So I wrote down, simplistic form, our 27 amendments. I've read off the first one, and the second one is the right to bear arms in order to maintain a well-regulated militia. So when our gun rights are being when they're not being violated, but they're being taken away, that is right there, that's Like, that is the system taking advantage of the people. 3, no quartering of soldiers. 4, is the freedom of unreasonable search and seizure. 5, the right to due process of law, freedom of self-incrimination, and double jeopardy. And then 6, the rights of accused persons, the right to a speedy trial. I want to touch base on this one because I've seen this a lot, especially out on the web and the internet. You see there's a lot of incarcerated people right now. There's a lot of trials that are extended. There's a lot of things that just keep getting pushed off or they're waiting, or they're making you stay stuck in the system because that is money they are making. A speedy trial, the right to a speedy trial, rights of accused person. There's many different scenarios going on currently where there's not a speedy trial. And that is another constitutional amendment that we are being taken from right now, because that makes money for the system. Then the 7th is right of trial by jury in civil cases. 8 is freedom of excessive bail, cruel and unusual punishment. Then 9 is the other right of people. 10 is the powers reserved to state. 11 is an individual cannot sue state in federal court. 12, separate ballots for presidents and vice presidents. 13 is the abolishment of slavery. 14, if you are born naturalized in the U.S. and you are a citizen of the U.S. 15 is no prevention of vote due to race, color, or creed. So you all know what race and color is. If you don't know what creed is, to make it simplified, a religious belief, how you believe religiously. You cannot be denied your point of view due to your religious belief. 16 is income tax. 17 is popular election of senators. 18 is prohibition. We know about prohibition back when there was the ban of alcohol and there were speakeasies, you know, all sorts of different stuff going on that worked out later on. 19 is women have the rights to vote. 20, president takes office on January 20th instead of March 4th. 21 was the repeal of prohibition. 22 is presidents only serve 2 terms. 23 is Washington, D.C. residents have the right to vote. 24 is anti-poll tax. 25 lays down the rules for who becomes president if president dies or resigns. 26 is people 18 years of age and older have the right to vote. 27, Congress cannot accept a pay raise until the next term. So those are, in simple terms, our 27 amendments in the Constitution. And we the people is the Constitution, right? I feel as if, I shouldn't even say I feel, I know that some of our rights and our amendments are being taken from us, especially our First Amendment, freedom of speech. That is a huge thing that is being restricted amongst individuals in society right now in America. If you have a point of view that differentiates from someone or a large group of people, you are shunned. You know, you are not, you're silenced. You are not allowed to have that belief. You are cast out. So what I'm trying to say is we need to be able to formulate opinions and not have a target on our back for our beliefs. This is a huge, huge issue right now. Huge issue. And the separation within the country is a big deal. There's a lot of hate between people, between the country, between citizens. And that's causing a divide, a big divide that we cannot afford, because we are being taken advantage of in every aspect by the system, in every aspect by taxes, by just formulating groups and different beliefs. Like, it doesn't matter what you believe or how you view something. We need to be able to stand together for what is right for the people, for we the people. And this division has caused a huge, huge amount of, widespread hate in the country, I feel like. And it's, what do we get out of hating each other? That's what I want to ask. Like, where do we benefit from hating each other and, not being able to agree to disagree? Everyone's allowed and entitled to their own beliefs, opinions, and way of life. That is bottom line. That is your right. Live how you want. Say what you want. Do what you want. Obviously, follow the laws, the rules to an extent, to not get yourself in trouble. But you also have to be able to think freely and, see what is going on. And this all ties into a lot of things, like even the hip hop industry. A lot of rappers these days, they promote violence and gun violence and hate. And that's just music in general. I can't even just say the hip hop industry, but that's one big source of it. Hate is so widely, it's so widely accepted, like it is approved to be hateful and to spread, like it's welcomed. Like, that's the societal norm. That's the way I'm trying to put it. It's the societal norm to, just exclude somebody and hate somebody for a different point of view, for a different take on something. And this is going to lead to big issues within the country. We are coming up on a new election year here, obviously. And it's not about the election to me, is what I want to say. It's not about the election or really who becomes president. For me, right now, what I feel like is, we have some of our amendments and our rights as citizens of this country being violated and being taken. And there's a lot of problems with that. We need to unite, we need to unite. And no matter your religious beliefs or not, I am a Christian. I believe in God, and I believe in just doing what is right for the citizens of this country. And right now, we need, in my personal opinion, we need to unite. We need to stop the hate and stop the system from taking advantage of the people of this country. We need to take back what is ours. This is a country. It shouldn't be a business. We the American citizens should not be seen as a way for the system to make an extra buck, or to make more money off of us with the justice system, with medications, doctors, with all of it. It's all taking advantage. So I want to encourage anyone who is listening to this episode today to, think freely, formulate your own opinion, don't hate anybody else for their opinion. You can agree to disagree. You can have a different point of view, a different belief, and still get along with someone. Like, there's two different parties, right? Republican and Democratic. Since when did you have to hate someone because they're a Democrat or Republican? That doesn't make sense. You hate them because of the way, because of who they voted for, or for how they view something. That doesn't matter. Like, we are people. We can all agree to disagree and see different viewpoints on things. This is super, super important. That way we are not being taken advantage of. And that's just what I wanted to talk about in this quick, short episode. It doesn't matter who you are, what race you are, what religious beliefs you have. There's no reason to be against one another in any way or push hate and violence. They want violence. They want violence. They want us fighting between each other. They don't want us to think as one, because you know why? When citizens of the country, when we all combine and think like-minded as one, we're able to overthrow. We're able to, you know, take the power back, because we are being exploited. And I just want to say I appreciate you guys for tuning in and just hearing my opinion, my point of view, and my side. And yeah, thank you for that. You know, peace out, your boy Chig out.